Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, Tampa Bay. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to another episode of That Is Good to Know. We appreciate you guys joining us today, listening in to all this great information that we're providing here on AM 1040 on Saturdays at 8 a.m. and Sundays at 10. We are sharing knowledge with the Tampa Bay community and wonderful people who want to listen and share their industry experience from we have, you know, business owners, we have entrepreneurs, we've had consultants, we've had people in many, many different verticals. And today we're bringing back a special guest. We have Christine Hammaker, and she is with Sages. And we're going to let Christine introduce herself and tell us a little bit about Sages and what they do.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me back. Very excited to be on. Sages stands for Senior Actors Guild and Education Services. So it's an acronym. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit community theater group of volunteers comprised of older volunteers, ages 50 to, I think our oldest now is 92. And what we do is we put plays with purpose on stage at large community theaters in the area, in the Tampa Bay area, for free. And these plays are all about aging issues that normally people just don't want to talk about. And so we want to shine a spotlight on them and provide some education and empower those in the audience who are in that age group or who are caring for someone in that age group to take the steps they need to improve their quality of life and ensure that they have a joyful aging experience. So we have four plays with purpose that we have brought around Tampa Bay in the last 5 years. Denying Gravity was our first one, all about how to prevent falls. And we just closed on Phony Baloney last month. In the Tampa Bay area, that one's about how to prevent scams. And then we have Dealmaker, which isn't being performed this year, but that's about independence and safe driving. And then we have our new one that opens next month called Memory Lane, about caregiving for those with cognitive impairment, dementia, memory loss.
Fantastic. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. And we're talking with Christine from Sages. Tell us a little bit about Phony Baloney. That just wrapped up recently. A little bit more kind of on the theme, maybe a couple of the main points that you guys tried to get across to your audience. And just the number of people that attended. That was amazing when you told me before we got on the air.
Yes, absolutely. So Phony Baloney, it's a play that is written with all of our plays are written with real stories. And so a lot of research goes into seeing what scams are targeting older adults. And what we found in our playwright, Linda Goldman, decided was that we would focus on those that come through the phone, because that cell phone makes us so vulnerable and reachable at all times. So what we did is we highlighted a bunch of scams that people know about, but really maybe don't know how you get kind of sucked into it, because this is not because, you know, people don't get sucked into a scam because they're not smart. There's plenty of smart people that don't have any idea that they are going down that road towards losing money or whatever it is. And so we want to give them those pointers. And so Phony Baloney is about a group of seniors who meet at a senior center. They play dominoes and they start talking about some of the calls they're getting and things that are going on in their lives. And then we show excerpts of these phone calls, so you can actually see what the scammer is doing and saying and how the potential victim is responding. And we try to offer as many memorable lines as we can, so that when people get a phone call now from a number they don't know, they're going to think, caller unknown, don't answer the phone. Sounds too slick, click.
You know, so things like that. Sounds too slick.
Yeah, and click. we have a lot of fun with the audience and get them interactive, and they'll moan and groan and boo the scammers. But the fact is, these stories are real. They really happen, whether it's a grandparent scam or an identity scam, pretending to be the IRS, pretending to be Amazon, pretending to be Medicare, Social Security, all these different things. And we're very proud that we partner with our local law enforcement. FBI came on board for these shows this last month. And the Federal Trade Commission has a button on our website. We're the only theater they partner with that provides data and statistics on scams, because people can report through our website on what they've seen, what they've encountered. So we were super excited that we reached, it was a record for us, almost 1,000 people last month. Wow. With our shows. Our final show brought in 561 people in Pinellas Park, and that was definitely a record. So
you just need Taylor Swift to join your crew, you know?
Right.
Get that message out there. Millions. Yeah, get that message out there. So exactly. A funny story. I was actually talking with a friend of mine who was recently, purchased a home, and he was, they kind of fell victim to a scam, but it was a very advanced phishing thing. The title company got spoofed. And mm-hmm. what that means basically is, my friend got an email from, an email address that looked exactly like the person he's working with, the title company, with wiring instructions. And it was all, came from their, looked like official account, and didn't really dive into it. And the, routing number and the bank account number for the wiring instructions were different. And so the wire was initiated and the money was sent. Fortunately, they, were able to, caught it very quickly and were able to, get the funds reversed from the bank. But it happens to the best of them, not only, to the target audience of seniors. It seems like they're more vulnerable in regards to it, but it happens to, a lot of people a lot of time, in that space. It's, billions and billions of dollars at stake in that fraudulent world that they live in. So what you're doing, at Sages is fantastic. And, I'm so glad that so many people attended Phony Baloney.
Well, yes. And from what you're saying, too, we also touch on those computer scams where there's links and things that come up, like your computer is frozen, you have a virus, click this link. Or if there's a spoofed email, you can hover over it and see that maybe one letter is off, or there's a dash or a period where it doesn't belong. And we just warn everybody, don't click on anything that is sent to you unsolicited. You need to double check with the source if you think you're in communication with that source. And not respond to it. But that's why the older generation tends to, even in mine, I'm 56, I get an email and I'm thinking, oh, shoot, did I do something wrong? Do I need to fix this? I just want to get it fixed. And in addition, they were raised to pay attention to authority. You see something from an official looking site of a company that you work with and you believe it's from them. This is insidious. This is criminal that, we can't trust the things that are coming to us through the computer, on the email, or by text. And so we just want to get that message across so that people don't fall victim.
And I love how you do it in, an entertaining way, And, really, hits home more so. We're talking with Christine Hommaker, and she's with Sages. She is the art director and executive director and co-founder, and doing amazing work here within the organization for Sages. And we got a new show that's coming up here that, we want to spend a little bit of time. So why don't you tell us what you got coming up next? And maybe you're going to break those records and have 2,000 people see it.
That would be fantastic. The process, I want to tell you a little bit about the process of how we develop a play, because it's kind of cool. And this one's Memory Lane. So Memory Lane, like I said, was about caregiving and caring for those that are suffering from memory loss or some cognitive impairment. Any form of dementia, that sort of thing. And it's something that people don't talk about enough. So when we come up with a topic that we know needs to be in the spotlight and we're going to start writing a script, there's a lot of research that goes into it. And Linda did research and we found that, 1 in 5 Americans are caregivers. So that's a huge percentage. And most of them, like 15 million of those caregivers, are the age 50 and above. So we are the ones that need the resources. We are the ones that need the information, and we need to be talking about it. So when she writes the script that first year after it's written, we do staged readings, and we always, always include our audience in collaborating with us on making this the best show possible. So we get their feedback. Did we hit the right points? Did we give you enough education? Did you feel, you know, could you relate to the characters? And so we did that last year. And from those, that feedback that we got, we went ahead and did rewrites. And I'm very proud of what we're putting out this year, because I think it's really going to resonate with so many people. And whether you have someone that you love that is going through this yet, there's a big concern out there that, you know, any of us could. And it's true. And, you know, those that are caregivers, they multitask a lot. They might forget something. They start to worry, is this normal? Is this not normal? And so we want to try to alleviate some of that fear and create an open discussion about, well, this is what we see. And these are the kinds of dementia. And this is what you can control. This is what you can't control. So how do we protect caregivers and the relationships they have with their loved ones while they're living with this disease? And all of our shows, we have a lot of humor. We try to infuse that from, you know, our older actors and our older writers and all of that. And so it's very important to us that we do spotlight and shine on the positive side of things, as well as recognizing, you know, reality, what can happen. And so Memory Lane is coming to Pinellas County in May, and we will be opening at St. Pete City Theater on May 11th. So all of our plays are on Saturdays, 2 o'clock matinees, and they're all free to the public. We just ask that you make reservations, because as we saw last month, we do sell out, and we want those who make the reservation and intend to come, we want them to find a seat first before we let in walk-ins.
Fantastic. Talking with Christine Hammacher with Sages, talking about the new play that they're bringing to Tampa Bay and the Tampa Bay area coming up, called Memory Lane. Christine, tell us, like, how does one, you know, make that reservation? Where do they go? How do they contact? They got all the show and event information. Share the, you know, the website with us.
Okay. So yes, our website is Sages Theater. So that would be S-A-G-E-S Theater, spelled the normal way, E-R, .org. And if you go to our website, in the very, very top, you'll see a big red banner block that says reservations. Click here. And that will take you to the reservation link, which lists all of our shows, all of our locations, and you choose which one is best for you. So there will be three locations and three shows, and you can reserve as many tickets as you want. We have some folks, like, from churches and 55 plus communities and you know, other organizations will reserve in bulk, and then they get everyone to sign up and they confirm that they have those number of tickets. And then they all coordinate going together, which is ideal, because what we're trying to do is create this really strong sense of community behind these different issues. So rather than people feeling like they're alone and just, you know, watching a TV show or a movie or a lecture, they get to experience this and see on stage true stories with people that look like them, sound like them, are in some of the same situations, and surrounded by their neighbors, their friends, their peers. And it kind of takes that stigma away that we shouldn't be talking about this, or this isn't normal, or I'm in this alone, or I don't want to admit what's going on. It's all about being prepared. And one of the things that's really great about getting older and kind of having seniority in this life is that we've learned a thing or two, and mm-hmm. we can still learn more. So that's what we're trying to get people to share in a group experience like this, whether it's 100 people or 500 people. It can be powerful.
And again, that website, Christine?
That website is Sages, S-A-G-E-S, Theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R, .org.
And as our listeners and attendees of your last play, that is a trusted source website from yes. your phony baloney. So you want to trust the source, and we trust the source. So anyways,
I appreciate that. And we support all of our first responders. So they keep a close eye on us. They keep us, make sure that everything's going well. And yes, we want to create a trust with the community with those that are behind what we're doing, as well as the stories being real and then their feedback being considered.
Tell me a little bit about the backstory of what it takes to put on one of these shows. I just, you know, our listeners, that is good to know. Like how many hours, how many volunteers, you know, make this happen. And then, you know, feel free to give a plug to those to help support it, the organizations that help fund it and things of that nature.
Wonderful. Well, yes, as a new, you know, 5-year-old nonprofit, we exist on the generosity of our donors. And some of those wonderful sponsors that have been with us consistently include large corporations like AARP, local businesses such as Art and Courts, More Insurance, others that are maybe not even local like Otsuka Pharmaceuticals. You can find them all on our website. And we're just really, really excited. And we try to bring in those that have resources to offer, like Scott Law. All of these different sponsors at that level will have information in the goodie bags, resource information, and they're available to be someone you can call and ask a question to. You don't have to pay for it. You can get what you need, get the answer you need, and figure out what to do next. We partner with the Area Agency on Aging of Pasco Pinellas. And also the Senior Connection Center in Hillsborough, the same Department of Elder Affairs. And everybody that we work with has a vested interest in getting these resources and in this information out. A lot of people don't know what they can get for free, and they don't know what's available to them or how to apply for it. And so we want to bring those people together. In addition, we go for grants, so that's where our audience feedback forms come in. We show the demographics, we show the number of people, the different places and ages and all of that. And that helps grantors see that this is something worth funding. And then beyond that, it's our audience donations, our, you know, friends and family and members. All of that helps to pay for what it takes to put on a show. And, you know, you'd be surprised. I didn't know any of this before I started doing it, but it can be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to put on a single show at a quality theater or performing arts center, because this is what we found is work. We bring one show to a city at one great location and everyone comes to it. We want it to be accessible. We want it to be, we want them to be able to hear everything. So we've purchased a sound system if we need to bring that with us. Mm-hmm. As far as the hours, I mean, we have in this particular cast, memory lane, we have 11 cast members, 4 crew members, director. And in addition to that, we would have to pay for all the technical support for the lighting and sound. Our volunteers are seniors. We don't want them to suffer financially from volunteering with us and driving all over the county or tri-county area. So we do offer, you know, volunteer mileage reimbursement for them. We take care of them, feed them if we're going to keep them over mealtime.
Yeah.
So all of those things just add up. And we're just proud that people see and recognize that this is an important way of educating and empowering our community on these topics, and that they'll, you know, put a donation in behind it, because that's how we will keep going. We don't have any full-time staff. We have 2 part-time staff, and that needs to grow. And, you know, we want to be able to provide kits too about how to do these shows mm-hmm. in communities and counties and states beyond our area, because everyone can benefit from this. And so,
sure.
Again, that's what we're striving for. And that's how we're growing is through those donations.
Sure. We're talking with Christine Homaker, and she's with Sages. We're talking about their newest upcoming play, which, you know, is going to be opening up in the Tampa Bay area early May, and it is called Memory Lane. Before we kind of dive in a little bit more, we got a little bit more time, and I want to get into Memory Lane, but how do you come up with the ideas for your plays and what messages that you want to, you know, get across? Phony Baloney, Memory Lane, you know, these it's very, very good information. Do you take some surveys? Do you just kind of look at some trends and see what's going on? You put some names in some hats and kind of go from there.
You never know. Well, it all started with Denying Gravity. At the time, I was working in the senior industry with home care agencies, and learning everything I could so that I could take care of my mom. And I wanted to really have all of the education necessary for that. So from there, I met a lot of people in this area, Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough, that serve seniors in a variety of ways. And I enlisted their help. I looked into their resources and I used them for my mom. And so from that was where Denying Gravity came from. My mom was a fall risk. And so when I approached Linda Goldman, my co-founder who writes our plays, she was writing plays, but she wanted to kind of expand on the education element more. And I said, well, let's do this. Let's write a play about fall prevention, which she wasn't too sure people would come to. But right. Our very first show brought in almost 500. So wow. We were super, super excited about that. And then from there, with all of these partners like Area Agency on Aging and, you know, all of these different sponsors that we work with, that's how the topics develop. And we knew the next one that really needed to be tackled was scams. And we did that just in time for COVID when they were going to rise. And so timing has just been really wonderful for us to know what to do and what comes next. And it's also kind of mirrored our own lives. So Linda, when she was my age, was taking care of her mother who had memory loss and dementia. And I am doing that for my mother now. Mm-hmm. And so personal stories sure. definitely play a part in what inspires you to write. But yeah. once you find out all the people and all the stories that are similar and how people can relate and how we can help one another with those experiences, it just kind of grows from there and it develops from there. And it has a life of its own. And certainly with the audience feedback, we feel like everyone kind of feels like they have buy-in, like this is their story too.
And, right.
The more we share it, the easier it is to talk about.
Fantastic. We're talking with Christine Hommaker. This is from Sages. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. We've got about a minute left, Christine, but I wanted to ask about Memory Lane and the ABCs of Memory Lane. Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, maybe, you know, it doesn't have to be the ABCs, but maybe the top two or three things that you've learned in producing Memory Lane that you want to share with your audience. And then, you know, let's wrap up with how they reach out to you again and when the shows are.
Okay, great. Yeah. The main thing is, you know, the unknown is really scary for everyone, whether you're the caregiver or the person going through it. And I, you know, my mom is a fiercely independent, very smart, resourceful woman. And it's very difficult for her to see this happening or feel this happening where she didn't quite understand why she couldn't remember things. And for her, that came from multiple UTIs. And so what we want to do is let our audience know that there are places where they can get answers and there are places where they can get help. Primarily what we see with caregiving for those with dementia is that the caregivers burn out mm-hmm. even before their loved ones, you know, even for the loved ones too, you know? And so
right.
if we can preserve the relationship that they have with their loved one by providing support in some other way so that they can experience those happy and joyful moments together. That is what we need. We want to savor those moments. We want them to outweigh the challenges.
Fantastic.
But what we realize is we can't go through it alone.
So again, the information for the website and the show dates, quick like.
Yes. So our website is sagestheater.org and you can reserve your free seats and tickets on the website, and we will be at St. Pete City Theater on May 11th at 2:00. We will be at Central Park Performing Arts Center on May 18th at 2:00, and we will be at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center on June 1st at 2:00. And we hope to see you.
Thank you. Thank you, Christine. Enjoy. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Take care, Tampa.